Alright, so it's like 3:22. I got up at like noon or some shit and had some shit to do, so here we are. It's fucking in a few hours later. Big deal. Been working hard on Chris Laker is dead. Please come. Any of you. Will one of you come to this show? It's on the 27th. Saturday, 8 p.m., Creek in the Cave. Should be a fun time. What the fuck did I do last night? I just wrote all night. I sat home and I fucking been working on the. I'm trying to put together a fucking hour of material that no one has heard, for the most part. It's a little daunting, I'll be honest with you. It's not that easy. I think it's okay. I'm not even gonna get a really great chance to test it out. This is a true experiment, much like this podcast. It's not for everybody, and I don't know what I'm doing. It'll be fun. Please come. This podcast, now we're at 340, right? So 25 more episodes for me to really figure out what to do. That week off is a definite. Definitely taking an entire week off, which would be, you go back. Did you listen to every episode every day? Go back, listen, re-listen. And then I'll come back after 1 week, and that's will be when I decide this is how it's going down. Or either it goes forward, I start a new podcast that'll probably be more like a weekly thing. I do both. I'm not sure. There is not too many of you listening right now. There's not too many. It's a ridiculously small amount of people listening right now for a podcast. If for the people I know who have podcasts that have all 100,000 listeners, more maybe, and definitely more. And here I am with my I don't even want to say the number. Not that I'm being dishonest, but I don't want to say the number. Because I guarantee you the number you're thinking is higher than the actual number. So if I say it's a ridiculously small number of people, then you'll think, oh, it's probably this many. And it's like, no, it's not even that. My internet was out for a couple hours. Thank God that's back. Oof. Thought I was going to have to go to Starbucks to upload this shit, but needed to take a break from this, working on this show, figuring out what I want to say to the world the day after I die. There's a lot in here. A lot for me to say. Video shows patient left at cold bus stop at night wearing only a hospital gown. What? Where the fuck was this? Baltimore. Patient and left at a bus stop in Baltimore. It's inspired widespread and prompted investigation at the hospital. Man, what the hell's going on at the hospital? They're leaving people at the bus stop. I tell you where that wouldn't happen. Whatever that San Jose hospital where the good doctor is. You ever watch The Good Doctor? Jacqueline loves The Good Doctor, so I watch The Good Doctor. It's a terrible show. The acting is garbage, the stories are thin, and for some reason this autistic doctor is magical. And they're trying to and better than all of us. It's like, oh, look, it's a weird fetishization going on of autistic people in these shows. It's a little disturbing. All right, I thought autistic people were just regular people, and then they had like these different you know, these different obstacles. I don't know how to say it. They act like there's that Atypical show too. That's, I couldn't watch that. But this hospital, Baltimore, watch out. Baltimore's a tough city. They'll put you right back out on the street. They don't give a shit. I like Baltimore. Baltimore, it's tough. They have the block. The block is one of the most interesting places I've ever been. The block is, it's like 100 strip clubs just jammed into this one block. Like you go in, and they're all tiny. And like you go into a building and basically you go upstairs, there's one strip club. And if you go downstairs, there's different strip clubs. So there's like two strip clubs in every doorway and they're small. And the women in them are, you know, they're all great. They're all wonderful people. Some are more, there's some pretty girls there. There's something for everybody is really what they should say. The other thing about the strip club is you can get lap dances, and then you can also just have, they'll do anything. It's basically a red light district that doesn't get, I don't think it gets busted by the police. Now, I haven't been there in years and years and years, but I've been there, and I've paid for women to do things for me there. I wouldn't do that anymore. Of course, I'm in a loving relationship. But I also don't feel like these women were all American. I'm sure there's some women from other countries there, but it wasn't like a Russian like human trafficking situation, I don't think. I don't know if these women seem to be the ones I talked to were very like, you know, chill. They didn't seem to be into like, they weren't even like hard selling anything. They seemed to be okay with their gig. You know? I might be wrong. I haven't researched. I feel like if there was like human trafficking going on there, they'd be like busting it, but they don't. So I like Baltimore. Also, John Waters is from there, and he lives there. Eric Clapton, I'm Going Deaf. You gotta wear the ear protection if you're a musician. I mean, how old? He's 72. So good run with the old ears. Took it to 72, you know, playing on this stage. I mean, I'm going deaf. I've got tinnitus. My hands just about to, I don't know what he's saying here, but you did Eric Clapton, of course, famous guitar player, sang a song about cocaine that people were very happy about. Layla, that's the big song, right? From Goodfellas. I read somebody, you know, some people criticizing that song recently. I don't know why you would criticize Layla, like why you have to take Layla down a notch, but they didn't like the piano. But that's the best part of Goodfellas. Not the best part. Best part is when he's all coked up and running around. But that's a great part of Goodfellas. Everybody's dead and you got dun. So I don't know. Thanks for that, Eric Clapton. Rest your ears a little bit. You know, you don't have to play on stage. Does he still tour? Probably. Nobody wants to stop touring. They never. They retire, then they come back. Steven Seagal accused of raping teenage actor in 1993. Ooh, Steven Seagal. Man, why? This is the thing. I'm starting to get, I got like a few grays in my beard, a few grays in my head, and I pluck them. Do I see this picture of Steven Seagal just with the fucking jet black dyed goatee and hair? It looks insane. You got to remember this stuff. Look at like what the weird shit old people do now, because you kind of, your brain does a trick on you. It does it to Steven Seagal, right? He said, he looks at that, he's like, I look like I did when I was fucking 23. Look at me, jet black hair, jet black goatee, but he's got old face, so it looks crazy. It's like, what are you doing? I guess it's for him. But why are we? Why am I examining his look? That's not the problem. He raped somebody, allegedly. Regina Simmons was 18 when shooting the film in 1993 on Deadly Ground. That used to be the big joke about Steven Seagal movies. They're all prepositional phrases. Regina Simmons was 18. She discovered, she froze to having sex with her. Okay. Tears were coming down her face, and I know that it hurt. Ugh. He was three times my size. Well, Steven Seagal, if this is true, fuck you and fuck your shitty movies, you asshole. I don't know what to say about this guy. He seems like a creep, doesn't he? Steven Seagal? Let's end with a nice story. I'm sorry to bring it. It's good. I think it's good that everybody's speaking out. Time's up. That's what they said at the Golden Globes. Time's up. I agree. Loyal dog walks a total of 40 miles to return to family that gave her up after moving. Holy shit. Where the hell did this happen? This is Fox. I don't know where this is. But it is Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas. The animal shelter trying to find a home for. I hope they kept the dog. On Facebook, we're working hard, secure place, 1,000 feet. Still, the dog fucking walks told 4 months to return to family that gave her up after moving, and they don't take her back. You're terrible people. For unknown reasons, after her family moved to Oklahoma City, they decided they couldn't keep Kathleen. Well, if you're in that area, adopt this dog and fuck these people. Who gives up a dog? It's terrible. That's really gross. Give up your fucking pet. Don't move someplace you can't bring your pets. That's what I say. But now I'm back. That's what I say. What does that mean? Why would I say that? Why the fuck would I say that? That's what. Look out! I just said it. So let me repeat. That's what I say. Yes, that's what I said. I'm a fucking idiot who says stupid shit. Don't listen to this podcast anymore. It deserves to die. See you tomorrow. We love you.